Last couple of weeks, we've heard and we've seen the rollout of different policies from the coalition government scale back te reo public services to review and to repeal principles of te tiriti or waitangi in documents and agreements, arrangements with iwi and public service. We've also heard that they are scrapping co-governance. The big ticket item, of course, is the scrapping of Te Aka Whai Ora and also the stopping of He Puapua, which actually stopped a couple of years ago, so I'm not quite sure what they make of that. And we saw our whānau hit the streets around the Motu protest against these raft of policies. What does Meteria today, former MP, former co-leader of the Green Party, what does she make of all of this? Meteria today, she joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe te marae kora. Tawa ki te kōrero I a koe e tēnei ata, tēnā koe Meteria. Fabulous to speak with you today.
And you this morning as well, kia ora.
What do you make of the coalition government's raft of policies our whānau out on the streets and around the Motu are calling racist and divisive?
Well, I mean, they're right. It is racist and divisive. And we knew that during the campaign. We could see that coming. And they were really obvious about it, right? They didn't hide the fact that they were going to be really destructive to many of the gains that we had made, like over the last few decades. So what they're doing is no surprise, but now that they are in power and we can see these plans rolling out, it gives us something a bit more firmer, I think, to be active against. But it is a bit extreme. Like I noticed, like yesterday there was a terrible attack by ACT leader against Julia Faiputi, who is the co-chief human rights commissioner alongside Paul Hunt, and it was a very interesting, very personal attack against her. And I think, you know, there's going to be these kinds of moments where deep-seated racism is really going to make itself known, and I think that was an example. I think the Māori Party, or Te Pāti Māori, are really leading us on this, as they should, and I think that's been really, really good to see, all the protests out, but also just this absolutely unequivocal commitment to Te Ao Māori, to Te Reo Māori in the House, and so it's not going to be easy for the government to do this work. They will have the power to do it, but I think they'll be I think it's going to be tricky for them to get it all through.
And the fact that our people went to the streets as well too at such short notice to protest against these policies is just a signal, a shot across the bow of the coalition government that we're very serious out on the streets and we're watching and we'll take action if they proceed any further with what they're saying.
Yes, and I think that's true, but there's also the practical reality that they have the power to do much of this stuff. So it's going to be hard work. It's going to be a hard 3 years. But there's a few different approaches we need to make. One is the absolute objection, which is happening now and was the right thing to do. Really clear, articulate objection, reasoned objection. There's been so much good kōrero from Māori on this over the last month or so. So in response to government plans, I think that's really good. That's about us not talking to government, not talking to the racist MPs, but talking to other Pākehā people that in Aotearoa about why it's so bad and how we've been able to make real advances and why those advances have been really good. I think that's a really important part of this. There's the people who are taking the fight in Parliament. We've got Te Pāti Māori, we've got the Greens. We yet to really see Labour really get the boot in, and they really need to. They need to demonstrate that there's a reason why we would change. they didn't support us enough when they were in government. They need to demonstrate now what their real commitment is. But I haven't seen enough of that yet from them. And then we're going to have to be really careful about protecting it, the more vulnerable whānau, because they're the ones who are going to suffer it the most. So when they start making changes to the benefit system, for example, or to wages and employment, so you know, you can see that they're wanting to get rid of the fair pay agreements for security workers. Well, heaps of our people are in that business. It's not high paid. It is really, it's both stressful and dangerous. And so our people will suffer when those fair pay agreements are undermined. So there's going to be lots of layers that we have to be able to identify and sort of strategize for at each layer.
Mm. Look, yesterday in question time, the Prime Minister was asked by Tākuta Whērus, Te Pāke Māori, his intentions on the referendum post the Select Committee hearing on this. It appears as though the National Party are not going to support it to referendum. Are you confident that they will hold it up past the Select Committee and no further? Twice he was asked in the House, twice he said that they're not supportive. Do you believe him?
Well, I mean, anything can happen and circumstances can change. So whatever assurances they give now, we can't believe until they're actually doing it. Promises mean almost nothing in politics. So the proof will be in the pudding. But there is an issue here for Luxon, is that he has allowed his two coalition partners to just dominate the policy agenda and to dominate the media. So if Luxon wants anybody in the country to think he is a prime minister who's got control of his government, he's really going to have to stick to those promises that he's making. I'm really surprised that he allowed so much of the treaty policy from ACT to get through, because he was saying before the election that, you know, he didn't want there to be division and he wanted to bring everybody together, blah, blah, like just words. But those are kind of prime ministerial words, right? They're the kinds of things that a prime minister would say about trying to have to hold the country as a whole. And he's not doing that. He's failing to do that every day so far. And so whether or not he has the kind of strength to carry that through a full three-year term, I'm not convinced of yet. So they may weaken unless he really, gets them all by the short and curlies and takes them more control. And at the moment, ACT and New Zealand First are the ones in control of the government. That's just really obvious.
Oh, can you see anybody taking a Winston Peters by the short and curlies?
Yeah, I guess. Fair enough.
Finally.
It's a little tricky.
Yeah. Mm. Finally, the Te Pāke Māori wearing their oath, what did you make of that? And also, too, what did you make of the vitriol levelled at them by New Zealand First?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot to be said about this issue between that kind of conservative Māori position and the absolute rangatiratanga Māori position. So you've got Shane Jones firmly in the old school establishment conservative Māori view, who doesn't like people who are anti-establishment, who doesn't like, he used to do this to me when I was there, sort of in kind of more private settings, but just, he doesn't like it when we argue with the establishment. And in his view, Māori people need to work with the establishment and belong to it and make small changes. But then you have this, you know, a rangatiratanga approach that Te Pāke Māori is taking is not a pro-establishment approach. And so New Zealand First and Shane Jones in particular have real issues with that. But that is a feature. I think that's a feature partly of generation and partly of just the personalities of Winston and Shane. So I think the response to their position on the oath, the response of New Zealand First to the position of Te Pāke Māori on the oath was not surprising, but also just showed how much of an establishment party New Zealand First really is. I thought that what Te Pāti Māori did with the oath was amazing. You know, we've had Greens in the past have done something similar, and it's just, you know, it's hard to do that on that first day, but they felt really strong, and they turned that place into much more of a Māori space. They took control of that environment and did what they believed they needed to do for tikanga, and I think that was amazing to do that, and many of us who voted for them in various ways, party vote or candidate vote, I think should feel really proud of their actions. And we need to keep holding those more conservative Māori, like Shane Jones, to account for their failure to support Māori aspirations for not just for self-determination, for rangatiratanga, but also for the exercise of tikanga Māori in all spaces, including in Parliament.
Thank you so very much for joining us this morning, Me Tiria. Always wonderful to kōrero with you.
Thank you.
Wish you all the very best. Me tuku mihi ki a koe mō te wā raumati. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe.
Thanks very much. Tēnā koe. Me Tiria today.